The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, people. Welcome back. I have officially switched from Thursday evening to Friday morning. So when you come into the office in the morning, you can put me on as background sound as you check your emails. This week, I'm talking about the perfect getaway house. When you say getaway house, what comes to your mind? What image do the words conjure up? I think of small, carefree, playful, quirky, warm and nurturing. Now, earlier this summer, I was in France, and I went to see Versailles Palace, which is the largest palace in the world. Versailles was a getaway house for the French king and about 5,000 of his favorite noblemen. When he was there, he actually built a second palace, the Petit Trianon, that was his getaway house from his getaway house. And then Marie Antoinette, when she was the French queen, had a whole little fake village created with a little cottage house for her that was her getaway house from the getaway house from the getaway palace. And even in that little fake a little cottage with a thatched roof, she still had a dining room to seat probably 20, 30 people and a very nice master bedroom. Okay. Especially if you have money to spend. You know, the first thing I said when I said what comes to my mind with a getaway house, vacation house, is small. And especially if you have money to spend, you can easily be led into building more than you should. Just ask yourself, who is this house for? Is it for you and 100 of your closest friends? No. A getaway is a getaway. Almost all of the time, it is for you and your spouse, you know, or your significant other. Beyond that, you know, either you have relatively little kids or they're grown. So it's a getaway house for you and your spouse and the kids, or you and your spouse and the grown kids or the older kids. But kids quickly grow up and, you know, soon they're out of there. So it's really just the two of you. Sometimes you have extended family come. Great. You can get close together, which is part of the reason for a getaway house, is to get away from everything but the family and then you come closer to the family. But even that's a couple of times a year. Mostly, and, you know, mostly when you are doing a getaway house, for most people, that happens later in life when you have more money and the kids are grown. So what I'm trying to work my way around is the whole philosophy that a getaway house is for two people. And that's what you should build for. For me, the big gathering each year, a couple times a year, I do have, you know, more people to my house. For me, the big gathering is at Thanksgiving and again at Christmas. My house is in Blowing Rock, and Blowing Rock at Christmas time is absolutely beautiful and magical. And we actually get a white Christmas most every year. And anyway, so a couple of times a year, you'll have all sorts of family there. Now, it's also true, you know, even if it's not family, and you say, oh, well, I want a house, and I want a big house because I want lots of my friends to come. Well, typically, if you have friends come, typically it's you and one other couple or two other couples. And anything more than that, it's a house party. And the house parties demand a lot of effort and a lot of work. For the host, a house party is not a getaway unless you've got, you know, live-in help. And they sound, one of my favorite areas to read is the English Country House Mysteries. And they always take place around these big elaborate house parties where they stay for a weekend or a week at someone's country house. That almost never happens. And even when it does, and you do have guests to stay for an extended period of time, it's one or two people, one or two couples. So the truth is, any getaway house is a house for a couple. Okay, you want it to be warm and cozy for two people, then expandable for more. That's an important, and I'm going to repeat this, and it's an important concept. Made for two people and expandable. Or it could be the reverse. Made for the group gathering, but then collapsible for two people. Impressive for the group gathering, collapsible and cozy for two. In a way, my house in Blowing Rock attempts this. We set out to build a cozy cabin that is mostly one main gathering room. And because we could anticipate times such as Christmas when we'd have a dozen or more people in there, the main space got pretty big. Essentially, it's about 20 feet by 40 feet, which is not overwhelming, but it's not quite cozy. And I did a lot of things in my house to take this big space and cozy it down. Whereas what I see so much on these homes is you take the big space and you make it feel bigger and more impressive, which means, you know, for a couple, it's completely doesn't feel warm and cozy at all. But what we did is we built a cabin within a cabin. So because the main cabin, the main gathering space, was a little bit bigger then for two people. The master bedroom became a cabin within a cabin. And this was, especially when you're coming on a cold Friday night, you know, you're driving to town on a cold Friday night, instead of warming up the whole house and trying to use it, we go to the master bedroom suite that has a little sitting area, you know, has a bed, of course, but it has a little cozy sitting area for two people, and put a fire on in that fireplace. And it's a warm, cozy, we get the complete getaway feel within, you know, within that small space, within the bigger house. And let's see. Okay, well, hopefully at this point, I feel as though I'm rambling, but hopefully at this point I've convinced you that the house, that your getaway house, should be a house for you. You know, you and your spouse. Forget everyone else. Now, what are the optimum elements in that house? I've alluded to it. A getaway house, or I use the word cabin, because cabin to me evokes something that is getaway, whether it's a cabin in the woods, a cabin on the mountaintop, or a cabin by the lake, even a cabin by, well, by the ocean, I feel you more use the word cottage. But in every case, it's really one gathering space. And so it's one gathering space that brings you together. And then one or two or five or 10 bedrooms, however many you need. But the bedrooms are insignificant. They really, you know, so that's the true element of this getaway house, cottage, cabin, whatever. Now, if you're family and you go away together, when you think about it, if you're family and you go away together, you want to be together. And you want to be drawn closer. So you have the gathering, the one gathering space, a sitting area, a dining area, and especially a cooking area. I did a whole show a while ago centering on the home, on the optimum elements of your family home. And the kitchen great room combination is really the core of it. You draw a family together with this kitchen great room combination, and there's no place where you want to draw a family together more than at your getaway house. Okay, when you think about it, well, your getaway house is even more so. When you think about your vacations, the central activity of a getaway is cooking and eating. Think of your memories of those vacations. It's cooking. It may be a simple spaghetti dinner, all sitting together, just about in the kitchen. You celebrate cooking, and you really have a flow into all of the other activities, because the other things become less significant. And, you know, so it's elemental. It is cooking and eating. And then you flow into other things and group activities like roasting marshmallows, playing Monopoly games. But it all happens within this central gathering space. And that is the essence of this, of a getaway house. When I come back from break, sorry, I'll stop meandering so much and talk about the other elements for your perfect getaway house.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Okay. So the basic idea of a getaway house is to force people to gather and to make it hard to isolate yourself. The people, kids, whoever, they can go to their bedrooms if they want privacy to be alone. But keep the bedrooms simple and small so that they're not encouraged to do so. They're encouraged to come out into the great room and mingle with each other. Now, if you have, let's talk about the elements of a getaway house. If you have $200,000 to spend or $2 million on your getaway home, the core of the house should only be between 1,200 square feet and 1,600 square feet. The core of the house is the great room kitchen, the gathering space, and the master bedroom. And, you know, this combination, this size and combination of space within that core, it works for two people. It works for 12 people. If you're planning on having 20, 30 people, that's a different matter. But almost nobody has that. And even when they do, they have it once a year. Okay, the main room of the house, the gathering space, 20 feet by 40 feet is plenty big enough. It's much smaller than that. Really, that dimension, 20 feet wide, is important. It gives a feeling of space, of graciousness. By 40 feet, 800 square feet in this main gathering room, if you get bigger than that, it's going to feel cold and, you know, it's too much. If you get that much smaller, you're going to feel pinched. And so 20 by 40, you know, it could be 16 by 35, something like that, but right there in that area. That's the right size to impress without becoming cold. Now, why do I include the master bedroom in this core? because most of the time a cabin is for two people, for a couple. And as a cabin for a couple, you have to think of the master bedroom as being part of the core of the cabin. If the master is way down the hallway or way upstairs, then it becomes a trip to go to the kitchen for a snack. And there is no contact. If one of you is in the master bedroom upstairs and the other is in the kitchen, contact is broken, and you might as well be in, you know, two separate houses. The idea with this getaway is to come together and to strengthen your bonds, strengthen yourself as a couple. So, you know, ideally the master bedroom should be slightly separated from the great room. Ideally, there should be a foyer space in between the two that really lets people know that that is a private space. And when there are lots of people in the, you know, in the cabin, it separates the private from the public zone. But interestingly, the master bedroom should also have a direct line of sight with the kitchen. These are kind of just like in a regular house for a couple. Those two are the two most used areas, and they should communicate. So when you're setting it up, a direct line of sight between the master bedroom and the kitchen means that in the morning, if one of you goes out to make coffee, you can still really carry on a conversation with the other person who's back in the bedroom. So these are things to maintain togetherness. And, you know, it's why you went away together, is to get closer. And of course, though, as I say that, there are caveats. There are other, you know, caveats to this. The first one is big, is you should never see the master bed from the great room. In other words, you should work out a way where the master bedroom seems open and connected to the great room, but you never see the bed. And second, that there is an impressive, solid door between the great room and the master bedroom, so that when you close that door, you know, you're separated from them. And not ideally, necessarily, that the master bedroom is soundproofed. That when you close that impressive door from the great room to the master bedroom, you also close off all sound between the two spaces, so that if you want to retire and go to bed at night, your guests and family can still be out partying in the great room and it won't disturb you. Okay, let's see. Besides the great room and the master bedroom, that basic cottage core that I described, the 1,200 to 1,600 square feet, has a couple of other elements. First of these is a foyer. It is never classy to step directly from the outside, from the front door, into the great room, you know, into the living space. There should be a foyer transition space. And this foyer is not to impress. It should not be an impressive space. It's an intermediary space. It's to give you, your visitor, a sense of their own scale, their own size. And then when you step from that small space foyer into the great room, the Great Room is more impressive by comparison. This is an idea, actually, Frank Lloyd Wright was a big proponent of this. But it's the opposite of what I see in so many houses and so many, and I mean, you know, normal main houses. You walk into this two-story foyer, and then from there, every other room is one story tall. The two-story foyer is the most impressive space in the house, and from there, it's a letdown. You don't want that. What you want is a small, quiet foyer that then emphasizes the scale, you know, and the expansiveness of the great room. Oh, let's see what other spaces you need. Of course, in that core, you need a powder room because you don't want guests to go to the master bedroom, the bath in the master bedroom. And you need some sort of a mudroom, pantry, you know, service spaces. The kitchen in this getaway house should not be huge. The museum kitchens that I've talked against, especially in a getaway house, you should not have a museum kitchen. Your kitchen should be friendly and lightweight. Think about it. When you're up on your getaway and a lot of the activity centers around the kitchen, but you're cooking for fun. And the feel of the kitchen should be friendly, lightweight, fun. Also, it should absolutely be connected to the great room. And as much as possible, you want to encourage your friends and family to be right there with you in the kitchen. Maybe not in the work triangle. You isolate the work triangle with a counter, an island or something. But you encourage all of your friends and family to be sitting at that island and talking to you. This is one of the main social events of a getaway, is preparing dinner. And then later, while you sit and relax and have a martini, your friends and family who watched you cook, you can watch them clean up. So it works for everyone. So this is the cabin. You know, to that core is the cabin. To that, you can add a couple of bedrooms and a couple of baths, but make small bedrooms, little baths. The action is in the great room. Make the bedrooms just a place to sleep. The other thing is, it's a good idea to give those other bedrooms as much privacy as possible. Don't make them right off the great room. Split them up, split them up even from each other. Put them off little hallways, up a staircase, down the staircase. It's really neat if in this come together cabin, you also give people the opportunity for privacy, and especially if it's, you know, other couples, kind of give them their own little place that's away from everything. But again, little, unimpressive, cozy, and encourages them to come to the great room for companionship. When I come back from break, we're going to go to my website at stephenclipparchitecture.com. And while I'm talking, take a look at my house up in Blowing Rock, and I'll talk about a lot of these same features when we come back from break.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Tune in to Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with hosts Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Okay. As I said right before the break, it would be really good right now on my host page with Voice America, in the lower right-hand side, there is a link to my website, Stephen Klipp Architecture. Go ahead and click on that link and pull up my website, or go ahead, the website is Stephen with a V, StephenKlippArchitecture.com, all one word. So, and you can follow along in picture form about what I'm talking about. Now you're on the home page. Click on the portfolio, the red word portfolio, and that takes you to 10 of my homes. The lower group, second from the left, is Brown Bear Lodge. If you'll put your cursor on Brown Bear Lodge, and before we even you click it, the interesting thing, up in Blowing Rock, everything is on the side of a hill, on the side of a mountain. So I set out to build, you know, a small cottage, one-story cottage for two people. But it's on the side of a hill, which means it became the one-story cottage that I wanted, the little one-story cottage at 1,500 square feet. But I had to build another whole floor under that to raise up for the view, and even the garage under that. One of the neat things is, as you're looking at this side view of the house with great big porches looking out over the gorge and out 90 miles to Charlotte. One of the neat things is that I still set it up where to be wheelchair accessible for the couple. When you think about these vacation homes, often, you know, you keep them and you grow old in the home. So you want to set it up to be as user-friendly as possible, preferably wheelchair accessible, and so that you can live there and enjoy it for, really, for your whole life. Now, go ahead and click on Brown Bear Lodge, the words Brown Bear Lodge. Some of the pictures that were on the website have disappeared. I have to figure out why. But the first picture you see on there is the front porch up on the top level. Actually, you can drive up this steep driveway all the way to the top level and the front porch. One of the things I talked about, well, one of the things I mean to talk about, is the idea that your getaway house is not your main house. It doesn't have to be serious. Really a good idea to, the house should be whimsical. You should try to put some character in the house, have it whimsical elements, have a little fun with it. So my front porch is a little fun. First, we tried to, and this picture doesn't show it. I have to get that back on the website. The stone, arched stone entry there to the porch is almost like the entrance to a cave. All of that is made, by the way, out of what's called blowing rock stone. And this is this, there's an old guy with a flatbed truck. He just goes out on the mountainside and he picks up the stones off the ground and, you know, brings them back to the stonemason. So that's what this front porch is made of, is this blowing rock stone. It's got, you know, it's sort of made to look like a cave, and with the circle top door, kind of strong circle top door with the little window beside it. And, you know, just here's a little fun at the entryway. And the bear is named Socrates. Socrates is my bouncer. To get into my house, you have to meet his approval. So let's go inside and go ahead to, you know, tap on the next picture and inside the cabin. And from this picture, this is in the great room. I told you a great room should be essentially about 20 by 40. The 20-foot width gives it enough spaciousness, and so that it doesn't feel like a cramped or small room. And here I tried to, the real trick, and let's, well, before we switch to the next picture, there are a couple of things in here. Again, the idea of whimsy. I did a little cabin for two people that's really neat. But at the same time, if you see that staircase beside the fireplace, I'm an architect. So I had to put a tower on it. And my office is that tower room at the top of the house with just incredible views. But it's kind of a neat little staircase going up. And if you look to the upper right of the fireplace, there's a little tiny window there tucked in. Talked about connection. The idea that when you're in this getaway house, you want to stay connected. And so that window I can open. And as I'm up there working, you know, I can still be up there in my office working and talk directly to someone in the kitchen or someone in the sitting area here, but more so even with the kitchen at the other end. And I can also hear what's going on, you know, and what other people are doing. Just to the right of the fireplace is a little foyer, again made special by the circle top arch into the master bedroom. Now, if you click on the next picture and look at it, here's the same thing. Now you can see through, instead of being able to see up the staircase, now you can see through that arch, through the circle top door and into the master bedroom. This is really the, sorry, I'm getting all caught up in this and losing track of time. This is really a neat house and a big great room that I used all sorts of tricks to make special and cozy, especially when it's 0 degrees outside, the wind is howling up the mountain at 100 miles an hour, and there's just two of you in there. So how do you take a big space and make it a cozy space? I threw every trick I could at this great room. When we come back from break, I'll show you the kitchen and...
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
When you talk about the subject of bullying, it's not just the person being bullied who is dealing with complicated issues. It's also parents and teachers. Bullying has even taken a new turn with social networking, negative images, and even reality TV. Tune in to One Word Nation Radio with host Jessica Brookshire. We'll put the issue of bullying front and center, going beyond the classrooms and hallways of our schools to help empower and protect youth and their families. Listen every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi, welcome back. Okay, we're looking at the great room of my house. And right behind where we're standing and looking is the kitchen. So if you click on the next picture, that's the kitchen. And as you look, first of all, it's very clean and neat right now, but it's definitely part of the great room right there in the conversation. And if you look, it's not big. You don't want your kitchen in a, you know, in this getaway house to be big. Well, it is big. It's 16 feet long, you know, by 8 feet or 10 feet wide. But it doesn't look big and overpowering. One thing I did do was kind of put the refrigerator off to the side and inconspicuously. Refrigerators are big monster elements that dominate the kitchen. So as much as possible, if you can figure out how to conceal the refrigerator, how to lessen the impact of it, you know, then your kitchen seems more light, more airy, and more friendly. Kitchen has lots of windows. I love this idea of a signature stove. In this case, it's a Woof stove that is symmetrically placed with a window on either side of it. It's a great effect. It really makes the signature stove pop out. And it really means that as you're sitting there and cooking, you've got, you know, you can look out and see the view. The sink also is in front of a big bay window that looks out on the 90-mile view down the mountain. And I've got this island, which the stools aren't there, but normally there are three stools there. That's where everyone sits. You know, you sit, you make dinner or breakfast or whatever, and it's together. So simple, kind of lightweight, easy to use, easy to clean up. That's the kitchen for your getaway place. Now, if you, you know, if you go back, remember the great room picture we looked at before, kitchen was on this end of it. You went through the archway on the other side to the master bedroom. From that great room picture, I can look straight through the master bedroom and see a window at the far end that's actually in the master bath. You have a small, cozy cabin, but you've done two things. One is you've connected, it feels very connected for a couple. And also, I have a small, cozy cabin, but I have a 60-foot long view through the cabin and then released out a window. So the best of both worlds. Big and impressive feel, small and cozy feel. Now, if you click on the next picture after the kitchen, that's my master bedroom. We deliberately very much worked to make the master bedroom small and cozy. Big mistake made in these vacation houses is the master bedroom is elaborate. First, there is no gypsum board in this house. Every single surface in this house is wood, and I had a master carpenter, master craftsman, who spent a year doing all the woodwork in this house. And it's like sometimes you just have to go for the ideal. But this is the cabin within the cabin. This is the, you know, and you can imagine coming in on a cold Friday evening, coming into the master bedroom, warm, putting a fire out in the fireplace. It's a gas fireplace here. And warming it up, perfect for two people. It's a little sitting area, perfect for two people. Big bay window with the views out. And the bed area is cozy. Really harkens back to, I think, growing up in the cabins we saw as we grew up. If you click on the next picture, and I love before you do, again, I've got this great big solid door that's a little fun. You know, the circle top makes it a little more fun, adds a little interest to it. I actually bought a standard 6 feet 8 inch high circle top door and added another 6 inches to it because I'm tall, but it just felt too short with the circle top at normal door height. So I actually had 6 inches added to the door to make it feel right. Now, if you go to the next picture, this is the master bath. This isn't your bath at home. This isn't the place that, you know, the Roman gods frolic. Try and keep it simple. Try and keep it, in this case, the best views in the house or from the master bath. And you can just see it on the left-hand side. That is a deep Japanese-style soaking tub for two people. It's 3 feet deep. You completely immerse yourself in it. And I sunk it into the floor so that it's more, you know, it's visually softer. But simple elements. I love this copper slate. You know, you keep simple elements and I believe real elements, not fake stuff, but real stone, real wood. The view, I don't have a mirror in here. I've got a little wall mirror on a wand that I still haven't mounted. But my sink stands in front of a window because I'd far rather, as I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, look out on this great view instead of looking at my face. And this is the sort of thing you can do, but simple, relaxed, allow kind of a zen-like calm to enter into your room. And I really need to do another show on all of the mistakes, things not to make in the house. I think I've touched on the biggest ones, which are just simply you can make it too big, you can make it too formal, you can make it too much like your main house. Those are all mistakes. Before we leave my house up in the mountains, though, if you click on the last picture, that's my porch overlooking the view. I did a whole section on, you know, a whole show on screen porches. Well, up here, up the side of this mountain, there's always a breeze, so there are no bugs. There's no need for screening. But this is the screen porch that I was talking about. It's 12 feet wide by 36 feet long. It's a beautiful place. It's got for a seating area, a table area, that's plenty of space. We try for the Adirondack Lodge look. And I love the bark siding. If you look, 100 years ago, they used hickory bark. The hickory trees have largely died out. And now they use poplar. But this bark siding is treated and it should last 100 years. Extremely soft and easy to care for. One of the other mistakes people make, one of the big things, this is a getaway house. Make it easy to care for. The exterior materials should be long-lasting with as little maintenance as possible. Another thing, don't have an elaborate yard. Well, if your hobby every weekend is to work in the yard, as my neighbor is here in Blowing Rock, have the elaborate yard. But otherwise, make the yard as simple as possible, as no work as possible. If you go a couple of months without getting up to your getaway house, fine. Have a house that you can just forget about until you go there. And then when you go there, it doesn't require much, so you can relax and you can enjoy it rather than do chores. So those are, let's see. But that was my porch, looking out over the view. And, you know, it's the simple life, the easy life. This is what a getaway house is about. Now, I guess I've got only a minute or two here. I've talked about what not to do on a house. The other main thing not to do on a house, what I've seen so many times, is people buy a beautiful house on a, I mean, not, people buy a beautiful piece of land and they pay these super high premium to be on the water or on the view. and the house doesn't maximize it. The first thing you do when you're designing a house for a getaway house is you look at the site. You really, really contemplate the site. How can you maximize it? How can you get not just the view, but the best view possible? My house was on this hillside that was completely covered with rhododendron and trees. You couldn't see before it was cleared really what the views were. And so I had the house cleared, and then I had them stop, or the lock cleared, and then I had them stop. And I climbed ladders to see, you know, to place myself on the floor levels of the house. And I checked every view. I checked every sight line. I actually ended up rotating the house 7 degrees to make the views better. This is the biggest mistake I see, is people don't maximize the attributes of their lot. And they'll do things like, they'll do a really nice patio, but they'll put it right next to the street, instead of putting it on the most private corner of the lot. And I have a feeling I'm running out of time. But, you know, let's see. Any other ones? High maintenance is, you want a house that has no maintenance. Maximize the lot. Don't divide things up. The idea of a vacation house is to bring people together. I've seen multi-million-dollar houses where the great room is on one side, the kitchen is on the other, and there's a big divider in between the two. This is not vacation living. I've seen the formal dining room that separates the kitchen from the great room. Next week, I'm going to talk about how to blow $2.5 million. And you can do it easily when you're doing your dream home. And that's next week. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you then.
Thanks again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.